Finally, something on the radio you can sink your teeth into. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All right. Nancy Pelosi on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, trying to defend the president's economic track record. Listen to this defense. Would you want her as your advocate?
You know, the record of job growth in the private sector has been consistent for many record number of months.
Unemployment just went back up again. What on earth is she talking about? Anyway, let's continue.
So again, we have to make a judgment about how do we get growth with jobs? That's where the real revenue comes from. You don't get it by cutting down your seed corn, cutting in education, cutting back on investments in science and National Institutes of Health, food safety, you name it. So it isn't as much a spending problem as it is a priorities. And that's what a budget is, setting priorities.
But you talk about growth. Even Christina Romer, the former head of the Council of Economic Advisers for the president, says you increase taxes, that also hurts growth.
Well, it's about timing. It's about timing, and it's about timing as to when you make cuts as well.
The fiscal cliff, you raised taxes $650 billion right away.
Yeah, and that was a very good thing to do on people making over the high end in our population.
Doesn't even know what the economic cutoff was. It was $400,000, but it actually goes down to $250,000 because they put stringent limits on caps. Anyway, here's more from economist Nancy Pelosi on taxes, spending, and economic growth.
We are here to have a budget that has revenue coming in, that has investments made into the future. We also want to make decisions in those two areas where growth with jobs are created, because more jobs, more revenue coming in. Nothing brings more money to the Treasury of the United States than investment in education of the American people.
Oh, so the way to get a better economy is to plow more money into public education. We spend twice as much, more than twice as much per student as we were 25 years ago.
And she cites the education and we got to invest in the research. It's pretty much an obvious appeal to the two big constituencies for Democrats. Education at both the primary and secondary level, and then universities, professors.
Well, first of all, the constituency is not education. The constituency is the teachers' unions. Here is part of what she had to say. She was talking about economic growth.
So we have to recognize that. Which cuts really help us and which cuts hurt our future? And cuts in education, scientific research, and the rest are harmful. And they are what are affected by the sequestration. So it is almost a false argument to say we have a spending problem.
Yes, you just heard that correct. It is almost a false argument to say we have a spending problem.
A budget deficit problem that we have to address. Right now, we have low interest on the national debt, and it's a good time for us to act to lower that deficit. We think the deficit and the national debt are at immoral levels. We think they must be reduced. We're sick and tired of paying interest on the national debt, and that's 15%. That's a large percentage of the budget, the interest on the national debt. It's lower now because of the lower interest rate.
Okay. If you knew somebody who had a massive credit card debt and who looked at you and said, well, the problem isn't that I'm spending too much. The problem is that I have a huge credit card debt. What would you say to them? If you had someone who say, well, it's almost a false argument to say that I've got a spending problem. The problem is the deficit. I've got a deficit between what I'm earning and the investments that I'm making in clothes and jewelry and fine cars and vacations. So if these necessary investments that I'm making are not paid for, and we have a deficit. It's a problem, but don't say I have a spending problem. This was just too much for Joe Scarborough on the Morning Joe program.
I don't know where to start.
I don't know. It's
breathtaking. And this is the position that liberals have put themselves in. This is where they're moving. And this is why I think the Democratic Party, for the first time in a very long time, is in fear of overreaching and making the same mistakes that Republicans have made in the past, and making Eric Cantor actually look like the voice of moderation, as he did in that Meet the Press clip, when he said we can't just keep going back to raising more taxes and raising more taxes. I'm telling you, Democrats are about to step into a real mess if they're not careful. Nancy Pelosi saying we don't have a spending problem when the federal government is breaking records every year with the explosive growth of spending.
Yes, not economic growth, growth in spending. What we don't see is a corresponding growth in the economy, which they said would follow the spending. And it's like I said, I had this piece in crosscut.com on Rodney Tom and the Democrats. I'd say, here's, you know, Rodney Tom is teaching Democrats a very important lesson. They're not getting it. You know, they're fond of saying, oh, you know, Republicans are out of touch on social issues. That's why voters walk away. You know, to an extent, that's true. But the Democrats are blind to the fact that they are out of touch on the economic issues of taxes and spending and jobs and what it takes to create them. And when you're out of touch on the economic issues, which are the issues that matter most to people, and by the way, they're also out of touch on education reform issues as well. But when you're out of touch on the issue of spending, then you're the one with a serious problem. And if the Republicans understand that and drive that point home, it's ridiculous to say we don't have a problem with spending. I'm guessing that 90% of Republicans, maybe between 2/3 and 75% of independents, and probably a good 40-50% of Democrats think, yes, we do have a problem with spending. Yes, we do spend too much. But it is the left wing of the Democratic Party that fiercely said, no, we don't have a problem with spending. You know, Paul Krugman, New York Times columnist. No, we don't have a problem with these deficits. In fact, kick the can down the road. That's my prescription. Yeah, deficits aren't really going to matter for another 10 years. Really? You look at where Greece is already. If you look at Greece's budget and ours is clearly on that trajectory. And if you look at Japan's economy, which has been moribund for the last dozen years, and here we are emulating their economic policy. The quantitative easing, the easy money, the artificially low interest rates, the attempt to prime the pump with massive stimulus projects and spending programs. They're doing all this. We learn nothing. We don't think if there's any kind of lesson that jumps borders, it's economic policy. Because people, economies respond to the same incentives. And so we've got our economy like Japan's 10 years ago, and we've got a budget that is headed toward Greece. And you have Nancy Pelosi, the voice of the Democratic Party in the U.S. Congress, saying it's a false argument to say we have a spending problem. Of course, that just echoes Obama. Obama told John Boehner that we don't really have a spending problem. And when Boehner persisted that we did, Obama said, I'm getting tired of you saying that. I don't know why the Republicans aren't making a huge deal of this. Just the fact that you have prominent Democrats saying spending is not a problem, that's jarring to the average American. They know we have a spending problem. Here's more Scarborough.
Spending over the past 4 years has exploded and record rates, and you have liberals running around saying, oh, you know what, actually Obama's spending less money than any president since Dwight Eisenhower, which maybe they convinced themselves of this, just like right-wing radicals convinced themselves of all the things that have led them to defeat over the past several presidential elections. When Nancy Pelosi says we don't have a spending problem, Americans say she's out of touch. When Nancy Pelosi says the problem with Medicare is not Medicare, Americans say she's out of touch.
Yeah. Of course she is. And, you know, it's something that the Republicans need to jump on, and here's why. How did the Democrats take down Mitt Romney in 2012? It wasn't with carefully reasoned critiques of his economic plan. It was by saying, he doesn't care about you. He doesn't even see people like you. You're invisible to him. He thinks that things that aren't problems really aren't problems. In other words, what they did was they said, never mind what this guy says. He's dense. He doesn't understand things that you understand. He doesn't care about things you care about. That is exactly the case right now with Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi. Obama, unfortunately, isn't on tape saying this, though I believe Boehner and his recollections of Obama's comments to him. But Pelosi's now on tape, and everyone should hear this over and over and over again. The spokeswoman for the Democratic Party in the United States House of Representatives, the former speaker, who would be speaker again if they got the majority, says it's a false argument to say we have a spending problem.
It is almost a false argument to say we have a spending problem.
I don't know where to start.
So it isn't as much a spending problem.
When Nancy Pelosi says we don't have a spending problem, Americans say she's out of touch.
It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Talk Radio 570 KVI.